Celebrating 40 Years of Hope, Potter's House, Guatemala. 2026 marks the 40th anniversary of Potter's House Ministry in Guatemala and 25 years of partnership with WorldShare. CEO Andrew and Operations Manager Claire, who also administers our child aid program, were invited to join the current team as they celebrated this milestone. Potter's House was established in 1986 by Gladys Gwitz and Lisbeth Piedrasanta, who gave blankets to children scavenging the city rubbish dump in Guatemala. It has since grown into a nationwide ministry with three community centres, holistically serving families in extreme poverty. The trip began in Guatemala City with a celebratory event which included worship led by the Potter's House Children's Choir, each of whom is supported through the programme. The original city community centre was located near to the city dump entrance, but was destroyed by fire in 1997. The current facility was built on the same site thanks to the Lord meeting the need. Like all their centres, it provides daily healthy meals to combat malnutrition, space to learn with support from teachers, to counter educational inadequacies, and spiritual input to help them grow in their relationship with Jesus. A key element of Potter's House's ethos is to allow kids to be kids. Many children do not have the ability to play outside of the program and often join without having had a toy to learn how to do so. One of Andrew's highlights of the visit to the City Community Centre was being invited to lead two PE lessons for 9 and 10-year-olds. The children had the opportunity to partake in team games as well as being taught rounders, something that they loved. A few doors away is the medical centre, which provides low-cost, high-quality medical and dental services to those who would otherwise have no access to such due to lack of finance. People outside the city travel significant distances to benefit from this service, such is its reputation. The centre in Chicamula has been operating for 9 years. It's located in the east of the country. It's a 6-hour bus ride away in what is known as the dry corridor due to the lack of rain and high temperatures. Due to God's miraculous provision, this site has grown from a bare patch of land to a thriving centre that serves 70 children and their families. It hosts an agricultural area where fruit and vegetables are grown to be used in the treasurer's lunches. With the help of many volunteer teams from overseas, it continues to grow, with construction currently underway on a medical building and additional classrooms. Local families were invited to a special 40th anniversary celebration event where they had not only heard the gospel proclaimed, but saw it revealed through the generous gift of blankets in a nod to how the ministry originally began. Newest centre in the Western Highland grows. The newest centre in Momostenango, located in the Western Highlands, is just 3 years old and is serving 50 children. Originally a house that was donated to establish the centre, it too has seen major development of new facilities, including a kitchen, toilets and a newly completed second classroom. Both Claire and Andrew took part in two of the regular home visits that Potter's House undertakes to support families of children on their programme. These not only provide spiritual and emotional support, but also practical help in the form of food parcels and water filtration systems. The trip reaffirmed the amazing work that Potter's House continues to undertake. Their staff teams are totally dedicated to bringing transformation in Jesus' name and do so extremely effectively.